Monica Lewinsky's out there. Apparently she is quoted as not being pleased with Bill Clinton's memoirs. So, shock of all shocks, I think she thinks he's still lying. Oh my goodness, he's not telling the truth. Wow, go figure. Can you spell dimwit? Wow. Anyway, we'll go back to phones here real quick. Warren on the toll-free line. What you want to talk about?
Hey, Sloan Ranger.
This is I.
I was kind of figuring you must be in hog heaven this week, because not only is Michael Moore in the movie theaters, but on the cover of this week's Time magazine is Thomas Jefferson.
Really?
Yes.
I have got to get that. Why is Jefferson on the cover of Time?
I
did not know that.
I guess they didn't want to put anything about Iraq on the cover.
So they picked Jefferson. Wow, that's a good choice. You know. Oh, I know what it was. That's right. I read this. He turned over in his grave this past week, and so they basically put him on the cover. You know, why the heck is Jefferson on the cover of Time magazine?
Oh, I'm actually serious. They were desperate to come up with something other than
you know,
that.
I mean, does that really sell? Couldn't they put Britney Spears? Don't they have an old photo of Britney they could trot out? Poor Jefferson. He's being abused here. Elvis? Wasn't there an Elvis sighting or something?
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't it? Why is Jefferson on the cover?
I know. That caught my eye, and I said, the Sloan Ranger must hear of this.
Yes, you are so wise to call me on that, and so helpful. I'm gonna go and buy 5 copies, just you know, because I don't want. It's gonna be a very sad day in America if maybe they're just doing an experiment and they're saying, well, what would happen if we put Jefferson on the cover? And like sales plummet, you know, and they say, who's this guy? Who's this Jefferson guy? Oh, he's one of those white racist pigs that, you know, evil wife beating horrible man. Founded America, that lousy, disgusting.
Well, I also wanted to mention to you one of the signs of how much Fahrenheit 9/11 has caught on is that the movie sold out in Peoria.
Whoa!
So that old question: will it play in Peoria? The movie
it
managed,
will play. That brings
sold out there.
Isn't that? Will it play in Peoria?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it will. That's beautiful.
And Sloan Ranger, I wanted to think of an inspirational, like, really meaningful song for tonight that would bring a tear to everyone's eye.
Oh, okay.
And that was a total failure. I couldn't come up with anything like that. But I did come up with this, okay?
Okay, let's give it a try.
It's to the tune of that old Daniel Boone song.
Daniel Boone was a man.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a big man. Yeah.
There you go. Michael Moore made a film. Made a brave film, asking what's it all for in Bush's oil biz, dirty little war.
That brings a tear to my eye. It really does. Maybe it's the key you're singing in, or
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. And you even helped me remember that old Daniel Boone TV show, which I loved. And trivia question: do you remember the name of the Indian in that Daniel Boone?
Oh, wait, the Indian.
The Indian in the Tonto was the sidekick of the Sloan Ranger. Who was the sidekick of Daniel Boone
of
in
Daniel
the Daniel Boone,
Boone
series? Yeah.
Ed
Ames was the actor who played that part.
His name was, wasn't it something like Tom A. Hawk?
Oh,
middle initial A?
No, it wasn't Tom, you're, no. Although, interestingly enough, I don't know if you remember this, but Johnny Carson, his favorite moment from his show was an Ed Ames moment. He came on because he had played the character, I believe, Mingo on the Daniel Boone TV show, but he had a tomahawk. Yeah, I think
Mingo?
It was Mingo. Wasn't it Mingo?
That's the worst stuff.
They always give Indians horrible. Tonto, Mingo, you know, Ringo.
You know, Tonto sounds really good when you compare it to Mingo.
Yeah, true. Tonto. Tonto is too much like Toto in Wizard of Oz. I don't know. They give the Indians silly names. They don't give, like,
maybe like Frodo.
Crazy horse.
Maybe it'd be like Frodo.
Frodo.
Right?
That's a good Indian name, Frodo. Smeagol, Frodo. These are all good Indian names.
Bilbo Baggins.
Look, let me get this out, okay? Because I remember a moment from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
Oh, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show.
Don't you remember when...
Throwing the tomahawk.
Exactly, and
he hit
the guy in the crotch. And, yeah. I mean, Carson always considered it his favorite moment of all time. They show it every year when they do the great clips. And that was Ed Ames. That was Ringo.
Johnny Carson kind of went hysterical over that.
I think we have randomly surfed the internet of American culture here as much as possible. I appreciate the call. I'm going to find that Time magazine.
Okay,
I think that's
good.
Good
night.
And good night, and God bless.